Our guest at the cafe this morning is Harold Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, a few movies coming out and kind of limited release, and then you've been able to look at a couple of them. Let's talk about, first of all, The Last Vermeer. This is a World War II drama that is getting very good reviews.
Yes, it's based on a true story. I think they did liven it up a little bit and make it into somewhat of a spy story. Mm-hmm. But the book is called The Man Who Made Vermeers. And the point is that a fellow who claims to be a very fine painter, although no one thinks he is, he says that he painted some Vermeers and sold them to the Nazis. He's being prosecuted for selling real Vermeers to the Nazis.
Mm-hmm. And I saw a review of this, said perhaps a bit too cerebral, but nevertheless, The Last Vermeer provides important historical and moral issues. So,
and Guy Pearce, who plays this painter, he's a bon vivant who spent the war partying with his friends. He's excellent in this. He's an Australian actor who's been in many, many American movies. And this is, by the way, in English, if people wonder. And it is being advertised widely for its opening.
Yeah, good. The Last Vermeer. And then you saw one called The Sound of Metal. Alice, I have a hard time imagining you watching this movie and enjoying it very much. It's a serious subject, a heavy metal drummer who loses his hearing.
Right, and he's played by an Emmy winner named Riz Ahmed, and his girlfriend is Olivia Cook, who I've met before, a very fine actress. They have a duo. It's called Blackgammon, and the part, if it's to be called music, that's a mystery to me, but it is extremely loud.
Yeah.
And the guy playing the role actually learned to play the drums for it. But anyway, he loses his hearing, and he also had been a former addict, so he's sent to this place that is for deaf addicts. Who knew? It's what happens to him. It's getting raves, mainly for the way this Riz Ahmed performs, and also for the sound, because they end up taking the sound out of the movie, and you watch it. You see it like he does, or hear it like he does. So they have to put up subtitles so you can follow.
Wow. The Sound of Metal. All right, we're talking with Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie reviewer. Now, the number one movie in the country right now is Freaky. This is a comedy horror movie. Number two is Let Him Go with Kevin Costner and Diane Lane. Both of these are showing in Greenville and Sulphur Springs. And the Costner and Diane Lane movie is kind of a modern-day Western, getting great reviews. And you were disappointed that you missed your opportunity to see that one, huh?
Yeah, I didn't get to see it, but I have read many of the reviews, and they're very good, especially for Diane Lane, who has been nominated for Oscars before, and she is quite an actress.
Yeah.
And the story has to do with them. You're not quite sure who is the letting go, but it's about them trying to get their grandson back from a family that now has him, and it's kind of a dangerous situation.
Yeah, I really like Costner and Diane Lane. I really remember her from Lonesome Dove. Way back.
Oh, my goodness, yes. That's when she was a teenager.
Boy,
yes.
So good. Well, let's talk about, in the time we have left, I came across an article I showed you, a new thing with movie theaters. Of course, they are trying to figure out a way to get by and survive. It's now, and it's very reasonable, to rent an entire movie theater for yourself and your friends and family.
Right. I've been hearing from the Angelica for a month and a half ago, I got a notice asking me, did I have a situation where I could bring people and rent a movie theater? And it is not that expensive.
Yeah.
And all of the chains are doing it. The AMC and Cinemark, everybody has.
I see.
And I think they do it all the time anyway. But think they really reduced the prices.
Okay. AMC, I notice, is a little more expensive than the others, but it's in the neighborhood. If it's an older movie you want to see, and I don't know how they define that exactly, but $99. And for new movies, around $150. And if you share that cost with friends and family, that's pretty darn reasonable.
Right. They all have, Angelica in particular, I hadn't even thought about that till then, but they frequently have business meetings in their, in their theaters. They have promoted that for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I'm showing up, when I would show up there, I'd go, what is that group? And they'd say, well, they're having their annual meeting, and that's what it was for. It's a really good space for that. And they make rules about whether or not you can bring in your own food, or you have, or you just can get the food there.
Yep.
And but it's a great idea for take your, really impress people. Take them to your own theater.
Alamo Draft House is participating in this. You can bring in 20 to 30 people, and that's something to think about. That would be a fun thing for friends and family to do maybe over the holidays. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line again.
Well, thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.